Let's go to Ntukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, who is watching that for us. Ntukwana, let's start at the beginning of the day. David Makhlobo started with an opening statement. What did he have to say?
Well, essentially, he was saying that while there have been challenges in terms of communication, I suppose, with the commission, he is willing to testify. He says he wants to try and help the commission as much as possible, but he does say that he will have limitations because of secrets that were entrusted to him because of his position in state intelligence, and so as a result he may not be able to answer, or he will have to refer the commission to the laws that govern the secrecy that he has been entrusted with. But at the same time, he says that he doesn't necessarily condone criminality, so he will not necessarily protect criminality while he's trying to obey the law, while he's treadling that very fine line. So essentially that's what he said.
And then we had some action mid-morning because Arthur Fraser's lawyer then stood up and had a few words and then walked out. What happened there?
Yeah, essentially Makhlobo had started testifying remotely by video link, but the commission that started having problems with his link. So the Deputy Chief Justice was only saying that he's going to take a short adjournment so that Makhlobo could travel from Pretoria to come to Johannesburg to testify. And that's when the lawyer representing Arthur Fraser and other people stood up to make a point that his clients have not been served with Rule 33 notices. These are notices that notify them that they'll be implicated by a witness. So because of that, his presence at the commission will probably condone the fact that they were not served, or at least legitimize the fact that they were not served. So he's walking out to make a point that his clients have not formally been notified that they'll be implicated. But one then wonders, Mandy, why was he there in the first place as Arthur Fraser's lawyer if that was not the case? But anyway, I suppose we'll have to wait and find out if anything else that they will do to protest. But he says that the questions that are being asked that appear to implicate his client mean that they have not been notified, so he cannot be in the commission while that's happening.
And Ntukwana, so David Makhlobo is now testifying. We listened to a little bit of that. What are we expecting him to actually testify about?
You will remember many, many witnesses that came before the commission, including the acting director general, Lisa Jafta, regarding things like your principal agency network, where money was spent by the state security agency. We've heard damning allegations that millions were even spent sometimes on ANC conferences or to, you know, do things for former President Jacob Zuma and other people, including former SAA board chair Dudumieni. So I suppose he's expected, because he was a minister at the time, to at least enlighten the commission on the role that he may have played, or if any, during that period, that the state security agency is said to have been at its lowest, really.
And then, Ntukwana, are we expecting lots of action this afternoon? We know that Norma Mgoma is supposed to testify. There's an objection to that. What do you anticipate?
We are expecting the commission to hear former Minister Malusi Gigaba's application, first of all, to suppress his former or estranged wife's testimony, because we understand that he doesn't, first of all, he doesn't want her to testify at all, or if she does, he wants it to be in private. Now, whether he has the right to do that, Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo will have to decide. Now, once he's decided, then we will know if and how Norma Mgoma or Gigaba will testify.
Okay, and Ntukwana Ngatane, thank you so much for that update. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this one. Do you think that Norma Mgoma should be forced to testify in camera? So should the public be listening to Norma Mgoma? I think we should. I think we should absolutely be able to listen to what she has to testify.